Hi, I'm Aeneas Williams. Welcome to the NFL Legend Podcast. I'm so excited. I'm talking with Derek and Charity Morgan. We're talking about wellness and a plant-based diet. Let's listen in. So let's get right into it. First, come on, Derek, take me through the benefits of a vegan diet and why you both have chosen to eat this way. First you, Derek, and then you, Charity.
Yeah, we could jump straight into it, man. My motivation behind transitioning to a plant-based diet came from my off season in 2017. I always tell the story around when you go back, and you'll appreciate this as well, and it's because, you know, when you go back, you have a reporting weight. And every time you're either over or underweight, you get fined, you know, per pound. So for us, I think it was $675 per pound.
Per pound? And
per pound.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what? I was carrying a little bit of extra weight in this offseason. I was eating too good. You know, I was like, man, I'm like 10 pounds over. How am I going to drop this weight? So I started looking into like different diet alternatives, and I was working with a nutritionist who happened to be plant-based. And so she's like, well, have you ever tried a plant-based diet? I was like, no, there's no way I can do plant-based. I'm moving people out the way for a living. You know what I mean? And so there's no way I can do that. She's like, well, actually, you know, the research that I've been doing, there's a lot of professional athletes and high performers who are on these types of diets, but you just have to have an intentional approach to how you do it and you'll be fine. And so slowly but surely, I started to cut out things like red meat, dairy, poultry. And then for a long time, I was eating only seafood. And then I fully made the switch really about 4 years ago to all dairy-free, animal-free, plant-based diet. And so for me, it was around losing the weight, but also secondly was around cutting down my inflammation in my body. And that was a big piece of it as well. Because every time you go out in the field or you go in the weight room, you know, you have low systemic, you know, inflammation in your body, mm-hmm. which prevents you from recovering and prevents your injuries from healing as fast as they should. And so for me, that was a big deal. I went ahead and took the leap. My wife at the time, you know, she was looking at different, diets and whatnot. And so when she seen that I was, transitioning to this, she kind of got on board begrudgingly, because she didn't know what to cook for me anymore. And so when she kind of made that jump, it made it very, very practical for me to carry out the diet, because, you know, my wife is a chef by trade and cooks in her sleep, you know. So this was something when she took the reins to it, I was like, wow, this is going to be a little bit easier for me. But I'll let her dive into that personally.
Come on, Charity. Charity, here's a question I had. So just as Derek said, you had a little reluctance. I don't want to misquote him, but how did you guys finally get an agreement? What was that like, Charity?
For me, it was personal. It was a little bit of personal and envy. Derek was waking up like, oh, I had the best sleep of my life. And I just saw him chiseling up, his stomach was getting all six pack looking. And I'm like, wait, you're just bouncing around here and I'm deteriorating. Like at the time I was having struggles with my digestion system, and everything I was doing wasn't working. And I got desperate. I was like, I got to do something else. And then I started looking up the research as well. And then not only seeing what Derek was doing, but reading about the benefits, I kind of jumped on. And I was getting frustrated because Derek wanted to eat a certain kind of way. And then, you know, I'm making another meal for the kids and I. And I kind of got to this point where I'm like, I don't even know how to cook for my husband anymore. It's much easier for me to jump on his wagon than for me to try to recreate all these different short order cooks. Like I'm not a restaurant. I'm not going to do a meal for the kids, a meal for me, and a meal for my husband. It was just taking up way too much of like my mental capacity. So I said, I'm going to jump in. When I did it the first week, I wanted to hold on to my cheese so bad. I love cheese, and I didn't want to let it go. But the second I let those things go, it was by maybe week three. It took me a couple of weeks to let go of the cheese. Mm-hmm. By week three, I did a whole week without anything. And I remember that feeling because I was like, I had very low energy. Like I was just not myself. And I just remember that first week of being completely vegan saying, wow, this is how God designed my body to feel.
Hmm. Wow. Charity, and I'm hearing you, Derek, it sounds like you guys experience almost like instantaneous differences. Can you guys share that? I mean, that was pretty, all of a sudden, Charity, you're saying Derek is looking chiseled. There's a little envy, little competition. And I'm adding these words. That may have not been the case, right? But it looks like you guys were able to see exponential differences in a short period of time. Derek?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. When I first switched off like dairy, I noticed that the amount of mucus in my body, you know, I was like coughing up stuff and it was nasty. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like when I started cutting dairy out, I noticed that went away like almost within like a week. You know, at the same time, I was having really good sleep. You know, it was more so like felt very rested when I woke up. And then my energy levels were naturally at a really good level. I didn't have to, you know, caffeinate or just kind of like, you know, chug some coffee real quick. I noticed a difference immediately. And so my energy, my sleep, and really just like felt like I was in homeostasis. Just kind of felt like I was in balance. You know, just when, you know, when you eat, you know, you always get that lethargic type feeling. If you eat a pretty big meal, you might want to lay down. You know, some people call it the itis.
Right.
You know, I wasn't getting those things. I was eating, and I felt like my body, like I was fueling my body with the right fuel. And it was more, I felt like I had more energy to do other things. You know, when your body, when you eat a big meal like that, it takes a lot of energy out of your body to break those things down. Right. But if you're eating, you know, clean, you know, whole food, plant-based type foods, your body doesn't have to use as much energy to break those things down. So then you have more energy to allocate to other systems in your body. So I felt immediately the differences.
The other thing I noticed, being an NFL athlete, you were intentional about it, Derek, but you also, it appeared that you gave Charity and the kids the option to join you. So in going through that, you guys together, and finally Charity, you come around to it. If there are other athletes or other people that want to follow your example who are married, who do have partners, how would you guys communicate or recommend whoever starts it first, should they have a family meeting and come up with some type of plan? Or the way it was organically done, you just doing it, Derek, because this for you sense was good for you. And then Charity, you seeing the results, you now came along. So what would you guys suggest to others who may want to do the same thing that you're doing?
I would definitely recommend planning. We don't talk much about this, but Derek and I tried to do like a veganary back in 2015, and it lasted for like literally a week. And I'm talking about like 5 days a week. because there were things that we didn't do that we did this time around. Mm-hmm. And it was like we were doing it simultaneously and we didn't realize we were both doing it. But I realized it's the keys to success. Educating yourself. You gotta know your why. If you don't know your why, then you're going to just think that you're just following a trend and you're doing it because someone else said it was cool. If you understand your why, like, you know what, I'm tired of feeling unhealthy. I want to feel my best me. What is the best version of me? Then you and everyone's why is so different. There's people that do it for animals. There's people that do it for the environment. But in the NFL world, I took all that out because I had to make it about you, because we're dealing with a younger group of men that, you know, come into money. I can't lie to you. A lot of those guys can care less about animals or the environment, you know, just because of maturity and things that you just don't know. You don't know what you don't know. But when you take it and put it about yourself, then somebody can go, hey, that makes sense. So I would always encourage people to know their why and then make a game plan. And I love including wives. I love talking to wives and telling them the benefits because, you know, if you're an NFL player, you're not going to the grocery store. You're not buying these things. It's your wife. So you have to get both on board or, you know, the wife could feel like this is just another trend. This is just another thing that he's going through. And I can't lie to you. I thought it was another thing Derek was going through, you know, as a as an athlete, you guys could be very neurotic about certain things that I can't even comprehend, you know? So I was like, oh, this is just a little fluke he's going through. So it's really nice to talk about it and go through the importance. And that conversation with your significant other will let them know that, hey, this is something serious that I want to go through. And you never know when once couples get together, it's weird. They'll go, oh, my God, I've been thinking the same thing. And then you guys could build a plan together.
Initially, your why was this this fine that you were going to receive per pound.
Yeah, that was the initial motivation. Right. But then. When I really, to Charity's point, when you start doing the research on it, and then you realize when you look at what you're putting in your body, Charity has this quote where she always talks about eating is your oldest habit. And when you go through life and you're, you know, habitually eating the things that you grew up eating, whether it was through your family or tradition or what have you, you're kind of subconsciously doing these things. And when you have an awareness, and start to develop an awareness of what you're putting in your body, you can start to realize how that makes you feel. So, yeah, I just ate some pork chops, but how do I feel after that?
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? There's a direct, this is a direct relationship to what you're putting in your body and how it makes you feel. And sometimes you may not even feel something, but when you do a deeper dive and you look at your blood panels per se, and you check your blood pressure, you may look healthy, but on the inside, you may be dysfunctional. So I tell the story of after being on the diet for 6 months, I got my blood tested. And when I went into, you know, day one versus 6 months, all of my blood panels were spot on. And so for me, I struggled with hereditary high blood pressure. I had some liver enzymes that were showing up and like, my inflammation markers were pretty high. And then like 6 months being on this diet, all those markers were on perfect levels. And so for me, that was the confirmation because at that point, it wasn't a placebo effect. It wasn't something that like I was just imagining that I was feeling good. It actually was affecting my body on a deeper level. And so that's when I became a true believer. That's where I kind of changed my relationship with food to some extent.
And here are a couple of things. What are some of the misconceptions that people have about eating vegan?
Well, one is that you're going to always be hungry or it's not good. Or the two biggest ones is you're going to eat like a rabbit and that there's no protein. I mean, like Derek said, our meals look far from a rabbit. It almost looks like people have to blink twice and say, so that's vegan? Did I really just eat vegan? I'm like, yeah. It's the two things that you got to incorporate in that flavor. You can't take something away from anyone. And like Derek said about that quote that I talk about, most of our habits is not our habits. It's our parents' habits. Like, why do I like cilantro and rice with everything? That's because my mom likes that. And I grew up like that. So you can't take anything away from someone. You have to make them feel like they're eating the same things that they love. So gotcha. What I like to do is ask people, what's your five top favorite recipes that you make, your wife makes, and recreate those. It's about recreating those those memories that you have to a chicken pot pie or fried chicken and gravy or whatever it is, that goes along with, you know, the how to do it. That's a big misconception. And then, you know, the protein aspect of it, people don't realize there's protein in everything. You know, the funniest quote that vegans say, and it's so true. And it used to be annoying to me before I was vegan, but now I totally get it. I get my protein from the same place that your protein gets your protein.
Gotcha. Which is common sense if you think about it, right?
Right.
Right. How about that? Oh, no, but Charity, yeah. I want to give you a little pushback now. You are a chef. Like, you can take a dish, vegan, plant-based, and you can make it amazing. What about some of wives or even guys who want to cook themselves? How do you help them? How do you encourage them? And because they don't have the skills like you.
I meet people where they are. So if you're a takeout queen or if you're a meal kit delivery person, or you do scratch the surface of cooking, I meet them where they are. Like I said, like if maybe it's a guy that he cooks once a week for his wife and it's every Taco Tuesday, I'm only going to change one thing for you, and that's your ingredients. I'm not changing what you eat. I'm just changing your ingredients. So, hey, you do Taco Tuesday with ground turkey. Hey, let's do it this week with like ancho chili roasted cauliflower and or some, you know, black beans. We're going to still do everything. You're going to have your salsa because guess what? All the toppings you put on a taco is vegan. I mean, I think we overlook it when people hear the word vegan. You're thinking about all the things you're not going to have. Gotcha. Opposed to the 90% of the things that you eat on a daily that's already vegan. You don't think like that. And most people don't think like that. Or they're seasoning their food every day with vegan products, like seasoning. Whether it's Creole or jerk seasoning, it's all vegan. So gotcha. It's taking that like that mystery out of it and connecting people with food, because I realize most people are not connected with food. If you ask your modern day children, where does your food come from? They have no idea. They think it comes from the grocery store. And just connecting people with food and understanding that your food comes from a garden and this is where your meat comes from, and just understanding what's on your plate and how it got there.
And Derek, did any of your coaches, trainers give you any pushback once you talked about becoming a vegan?
Well, let's see. When I first started, it was just me in my corner in the cafeteria eating my vegan meals. So nobody was tripping on D. Morg eating vegan. It was like, all right, you know, this guy, he's always up to something. He's always trying something new. You know, he'll be back eating steaks in no time. And so,
hold on. So your teammates, Derek, started just with Charity thought, this is a little fad. Derek's going to get over it, right? Okay.
Correct. Everybody thought it was a fad, it was a phase. So when I'm like two weeks in and I'm still over there eating my meals, you know, guys start poking their head around like, yo, what you eating? Who's cooking it? I'm like, my wife. And so at the time, we used to host a lot of stuff at our homes, like barbecues and cookouts. So people knew the type of caliber of cooking that I was getting at home, you know, just regular food. And so when they say, whoa, wait, Charity is cooking that?
Wow.
Okay. You think, let me try a little bit of that. And so I would, you know, I would divvy up my meals and let people try some of my burgers. And they're like, yo, there ain't no way this is vegan. And so once they tasted it, they became believers. And so, you know, it started multiplying 1, 3, 5. By the time the season started, we had about 15 guys on the meal plan.
Wow.
And then that's when the coaches and the trainers started to get frenzied. It was hilarious. I'm not gonna name the guy, but we had a game versus the Raiders, and that's when Marshawn Lynch was there. You know, he was toting the rock, and like he ran through somebody, and the next day,
you know, I already know what's coming.
The guy was on the diet, and the next day, my weight coach was walking around the facility with packets of research of why vegan diets make you, you know, weak and why they don't work for you, and blah, blah, blah. So it was a whole hysteria around, oh my gosh, you know, this guy, he's never done this before. And it's directly contributed to the vegan diet. And everywhere I went, you know, I would see somebody, one of my teammates, like, hey man, watch out for coach, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's on a tear today because of this whole vegan thing. But then the next week we won. And as you know, in the NFL, winning cures all.
Right.
And it kind of like started to fade to the background. I was like, okay, these guys are performing at a high level still. You know, at the end of the day, like, they're only doing, you know, one meal. Some guys are doing 2 meals a day, but like, it's not affecting them in a negative way. And so after we started winning more, and you know, guys were performing still at a high level, all that flack started to fade away.
That's what I wanted to ask you. When your teammates start coming around and seeing you in the cafeteria eating your vegan diet, were they also seeing you on film, practice film? Would look like more energy quicker? Were they starting to see some things? Because I know that also gets guys' attention.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was more so like the sustaining, right? Like, you know, I was coming off one of my best years in 16 going into 17. And so for me, you know, as you know, too, like with the NFL, is like, can you be consistent, right? Like, I'm not saying that this was like a 100% performance enhancer, and like, it just kind of like took my game to a whole new level. I'm not saying that, but what it did allow me to do was to be consistent in my performance. I led the team in sacks that year. I still was playing at a high level. You know, I felt good. I was still, you know, I was a power rusher. So I was like always bull rush, very physical type rusher. And so I was able to still do that. That was a big part of my game. When there wasn't any drop off and I was still able to maintain, I think that's when guys were like, okay, well, if he's still able to, you know, be in the trenches and, right, you know, move around and take on double team, all those things, okay, like he's still alive type of thing. You know what I mean?
So as we get into total wellness, we know that diet plays a part, but what do you determine to be the essential elements of total wellness for the individual and for the family? Starting with, what's the importance of a balanced life in charity? You can start there.
Balance is everything. I mean, we're still trying to balance with balance. It's like it's a never ending job trying to balance everything. And for us, it starts around food, because food happens so much throughout the day. And for your children, I mean, most kids are just so filled up with sugar. And I'm not even talking about like, hey, I'm giving you a donut for breakfast. I'm talking about the hidden sugars in our diet, whether it's a pack of oatmeal or the high fructose corn syrup. It's, for us, it was really huge to have everyone involved, because when I started doing all my research, I realized it was good enough for a child as well, and debunking a lot of these myths that, you know, children need this and children need that. So I feel like for a family, the biggest balance is doing it as a whole and understanding that it's okay if you fall off. It's okay if, you know, you've eaten plant-based for 7 days and then on the 8th day you fall off. It's okay. Like, get back up and you try it again. I don't beat people up for mistakes. I mean, that's what's wrong with the whole vegan community. It's like beating people up for their choices. We don't do that here. We let people come as they are, and we just guide you and let you know, like, we've even fallen off the wagon accidentally sometimes and sometimes intentionally, and just understanding that it's okay. That's that balance that you have to have.
So Derek, being a legend, 2020 has been a very tough year, as you know, COVID-based, also social unrest, challenging things that were happening. You're 1 year removed and now you're officially a legend. I guess the first question, when it comes down to wellness, mental health, how have you transitioned? What has that been like for you and Charity?
It's funny because the latter part of my career I was always thinking about the transition, because I didn't want to be somebody who would lose themselves, who would struggle indefinitely with like this next phase and this next chapter. Even after all the seeds that I planted while I was playing and the relationships, the networking, all those business things that I've done, it still was a transition. there still was a challenging part of, okay, I've done this for 20 plus years of my life. Now I, you know, I have to reinvent myself and I have to really do something else and find a way to channel all this energy I have into something new. And so I think that for me, that was the hardest part of, yeah, I had some options of things that I could do, but what was going to be my day to day? You know, this is what wakes me up. This is what my purpose, this is what God's purpose is for my life. For me, once I started to get a clearer sense of what that was in my life, it started to motivate me and energize me to say, okay, look, I still have a purpose that may be even bigger than this game. That's outside of this game. It was more so like, okay, getting my life right with God, understanding what my purpose was, you know, looking at my mental state and my awareness of like, okay, like what's my identity? You know what I mean? What gives me value? Was the game the only thing that gave me value, or do I have value outside of the game? And was, you know, we're always told our performance was what was our value and who we are and what we do. And everybody around you, the crowd's chanting your name, you know, fans, everybody's saying your value is what you do. And so it's a hard disconnect and detachment that has to happen if you've put your value in your performance and who you were as a player. So I think that that's always a challenging thing. For me, it's all around, like I said, my relationship with God. I meditate daily, which gives you a whole nother layer of awareness of certain narratives that may be going on in your mind. And then, yeah, just it's all about order for me. Like, so I'm still like regimented. I'm still waking up at 5:30. I'm getting my workouts in. I'm in my word. I'm reading. So I have a routine, right? And then, you know, thank God, I have like things that I'm doing in the business world and real estate and investing and things like that. So it allows me to like apply myself. And so I think, you know, we're all, you know, professional athletes for a lot of intangible reasons. And those things can be, you know, persistence, perseverance, you know, diligence, discipline, you know, focus. And these are all attributes that take us to this level, but that can be also attributed to other careers and you know, purposes. So that was the challenging part, but you know, I'm continuing to walk in faith, you know, every single day.
Derek, have you taken advantage of any of the league programs when you were thinking a lot of years about transitioning?
Yeah.
What are some of those programs?
I would say the biggest one I did, the biggest impact I think for me was going back to get my MBA. And this was a program at the University of Miami, and the league was, you know, they were giving you reimbursements for that program. And it was an 18-month program that was tailored around the NFL season. That was really a big impact for me. It helped me a lot, you know, in terms of making relationships and my network. And then, you know, there's always the internships, the externships that are always super helpful. And then I think there was a couple of financial workshops that I was a part of, but like, yeah, I mean, you know, the league has a lot of resources. The union, the PA got a lot of resources that I think those are available to us. We just got to be able to tap in and take advantage of them.
And Charity, I'm putting it out there, maybe you've already been referred to as a world-renowned chef, right? In the midst of the social injustice now transitioning, Derek transitioning from the league, how important is it for legends and their wives to be on the same page? And I'll also, Charity, speak to some wisdom that you have as Derek is walking through this transition. Tell me what it's been like from your viewpoint.
It starts with what's your identity in the NFL. It starts with that. Mm-hmm. And knowing what your identity is while they are still playing. If your identity is that shield, when that shield is taken away, most people go through depressive states and all these different emotions because they were so connected by it. For me, it was absolute freedom. I was just so excited that my life no longer revolved around the NFL schedule. And, you know, my husband, you know, Derek, you know, Derek's no different than any other athlete. When you're in the game, your mind is solely in the game. And I feel like when he retired, I got a husband. So it's important that the wives too, just like Derek was speaking about, you know, having to find his purpose and connect with God and ask if is, you know, for these purposes outside of the field. And, you know, that doesn't mean that his mission's, you know, complete because, you know, he hangs up his cleats. God is always using us throughout our entire lives, not just a certain part of our lives. And that includes, you know, injustices and being together with every aspect, because, you know, your wife can't be saying, you know, it breaks my heart because of injustices and this is how I feel. And the husband can't be like, oh, I could care less about that. You have to be on the same page, or what it's going to do is it's going to eventually cause a lot of, you know, tension in your home if you guys aren't on the same page. And that's kind of with even the plant-based thing. It was annoying watching Derek order these nasty meals. And I'm like, why are you ordering that? You have to be on the same page, or you're just not going to, you're not going to go nowhere.
And Derek, here's a question I've never asked, but I'm going to ask you, and it's comical. Okay. So your wife, you're choosing players for your football team. What position would you draft Cherry to play?
Quarterback. Look, I'm just blocking for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on the front line clearing the way. But when, you know, when I have a tough decision to be made, you know, I was already asking her stuff about the houses, you know, this morning. But like, yeah, quarterback. She's navigating everything.
All right. Well, would you sign her to like a Dak franchise tag, or would
max,
you
max contract?
The max contract.
All the way there. Yeah, max contract. Yes. Patty Mahomes. All that.
Man, those are some amazing answers, man. I love it. But Charity, other thing. How did you end up in this documentary, The Game Changers? And I'm hearing, like, you stole the show. How did you end up in this movie?
It's so crazy. Just timing. God's timing for everything is insane. It was an article that popped up on my feed that talked about James Cameron funded a documentary that revolved around elite athletes eating a plant-based diet. And I'm like, is this real? Like, no, this can't be real. And it came up, I ignored it. And another feed popped up on my Instagram. It was like a Veg News post, and it talked about it again. They already started their Instagram. And I said, hey, are you guys seriously doing a documentary on plant-based athletes? And it was just like a really quick question I asked them. The reply was, we have been trying to figure out how we can get in touch with you. Wow. And they were willing to stop everything. We're going to stop production because the movie was actually done before we came into the picture. And they were like, we're going to stop production because we don't feel like it's complete without you guys' story. Is that true that your husband's vegan and you guys are feeding NFL players plant-based meals? I'm like, yes. Wow. And so, we worked it out on the schedule. They came and they filmed us, and it was just me being honest and me being me. And I guess, you know, the percentage of elite athletes in the world are less than, you know, just normal people like me. And people could relate to my story because, hey, I think my husband's, you know, he's such a disciplined individual where he can, if I told Derek when he was playing, he could get to the Super Bowl if he ate the same thing for the next year. Most NFL players would be like, sure, sign me up. But for me, I'm like, I don't want to eat the same thing every day, you know? And so relating to people and how they eat, I think, was really important. And people got to see that, hey, this isn't only about NFL players and it's not only about athletes. There's some surrealness into it. And I feel like I provided that, and that's why people can relate to me.
Well, Derek and Charity, this has been amazing. Keep up the great work. Continue to get the word out. Continue to perfect all those great dishes that will encourage many others like myself to consider and actually implement into our lives the vegan diet or plant-based. So thank you. Thank you for joining us. And the best is yet to come.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
This has been the NFL Legends Podcast. To provide feedback or request a topic for discussion, email us at nfllegends@nfl.com.